We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the Keepersall Winery, an East Texas destination on the grounds of Keepersall Estates. In January 1939, the United States had an army of just 185,000 poorly trained, poorly equipped men. World War I, the war that was to end all wars, was so horrific and so costly that the U.S. and Britain convinced themselves that the world had learned its lesson. A war-weary democratic West made itself believe that nations could work out their differences through diplomacy and negotiation, that wars profited no one, that World War I had made that fact abundantly clear, and accordingly, that wars were a thing of the past. The delusion of a chastened world didn't last long. By January 1942, the U.S. was called to lead the free world in the most cataclysmic military conflict in all of history. By 1944, 12.5 million young American men, 68 times the number in 1939, were serving in uniform. Upwards of 70 million people died during World War II, each one a reminder that the best way to find oneself in a war is to be unprepared for one. This little bit of history in light of Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel's recently announced Defense Department budget proposal for the next fiscal year. In a nutshell, Hagel proposes to cut the Army to the smallest number since before World War II. Of course, the proposal comes with all of the requisite assertions about the force being smarter, more nimble, and better suited to the threats of the 21st century. It includes the assurances that the need for a military force capable of prosecuting two major engagements simultaneously is anachronistic and no longer realistically needed. But that may be a simple case, I fear, of shaping facts to support a predetermined outcome. I doubt that anyone actually sat down and did a dispassionate analysis of the military's current force and said, we don't really need all of these personnel, all of these ships, all of these weapons, and all of these installations. What I believe happened is that the Treasury Secretary said, in the next fiscal year, this is what we're going to take in. This is about all we can reasonably borrow, and those two numbers added together are what we're going to have to live with. That amount being insufficient to fund entitlements, the debt, the ongoing operations of the existing federal bureaucracy, and the military at its current levels, it was the military that got the cuts. 5 years into the Obama administration, we know without doubt that he believes that there is practically nothing unworthy of government spending. The president has never proposed shrinking any part of the federal government, except the clearly constitutional function of defending the peace. I have no doubt that the Pentagon wastes money. I have no doubt that the military leadership, in many cases, clings to systems and personnel structures that are out of date and unnecessary. But in a world that is becoming more chaotic and more dangerous, shrinking the American military to pre-World War II levels just doesn't feel right to me. How about you? That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. Every winery has a tasting room. If you go to the wine country in California and go to one of the big corporately owned national brand wineries, you will find a tasting room that's more like a visitor center with lots of opportunities to buy branded items and sign up for mailings and, incidentally, try the wines in the collection. But visit a family-owned estate winery and you'll likely find an intimate, warm, and relaxing tasting room that is, in effect, the place where the winemakers invite guests into their home. Such is the case at the brand new tasting room at the Keepersall Winery on Keepersall Estates. It is, as I like to say, an example of gracious living. Warm and cozy on the inside for cold days, a patio overlooking the beautiful rolling vineyard for the warm days. And of course, you can try anything in the Keepersall collection. Tell them I sent you. The nominal $1 tasting fee is on me. The Keepersall Winery is on the grounds of Keepersall.